Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
Zane, are you nervous?
Why
are you so nervous?
Because you glowed up, Susie. I can't handle it.
I know.
He doesn't know how to act right now.
I don't know. Yeah, he's just pretending that, like, you know, like he's okay with it, but he's not.
I just grab you and just...
I know. I can tell. You've been messaging me, texting me.
I know.
DMing me.
I took her on a little date. I took her on a little date yesterday to Jonas Kebab.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't have any tables available, so we had to camp out in our tent.
The whole restaurant was, like, helping us, like, set up this tent.
Yeah, it was really fun though.
Did you have to steak? How'd you steak it?
No, they just beef.
We had instructions, but it took us a long time to set it up though. I was like, guys, this is not my thing. It's Heath's thing. I can't do this.
Yeah, because it was just like, I've never gone camping, or I don't think I've gone like at like an age where I can process it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, like, first off, to anyone that does go camping, like, I know you guys like it, but like, I just can't do the entire like.
I can't either.
I can't do the animal thing.
Oh, you're a glamper.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You don't like the tent and the sleeping bag.
Yeah, I can't do that either.
I'll do it, but I like glamping.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the last time I actually camped.
I think everybody likes glamping though, because you're in a nice cabin. You got like AC.
No, that's not glamping. That's staying in a fucking Airbnb.
glamping
is where you go like camping, where you still have a tent, but you have like the blow up mattress, and then you still have like an electric and water hookup. Like, that's
you
glamping.
You can, like, straighten your hair.
I thought glamping is, like, when the Kardashians go into their cabin. I thought that's glamping. Really?
That's staying at a cabin.
Yeah.
Okay. or I guess it could be, like, if you have an RV and then you camp outside the RV, but you still have access to, like, a normal bathroom.
Wow, we learned something new every day. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because camping is just, like, you go out and you just rough it.
You know what I mean?
No power, no water.
But, like, why? You know what I mean? Like,
it's the most serene,
for what?
Peaceful thing you could ever do.
Dude, what's peaceful about having a mountain lion in the back of your mind that you can get killed at any time?
I guess that's what makes it exciting.
You camp in the right spot.
It's in the middle of the night. You're like, oh, fuck. I'm so relaxed.
Yeah, we always got...
I feel like...
I'm at peace.
They're not going to come get you.
But how do you know that? Like, it's like summertime now. The bears are out, right?
You ever seen bears?
Yeah, we
have the bear expert here, Susie Antonio.
Bears, she actually lives with one.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Oh, no, you don't anymore, Jenna.
Yeah,
Jenna moved out.
Another thing, like, how do bears sleep for so long? Like,
we just learned that's not hibernation.
Susie.
We already have a problem talking over each other. It's going to be a fucking problem.
Can we turn her mic down?
We're never getting through this story. Okay. We have literally one story to tell today, and we're not going to get through it.
Wait. Okay, so we actually just found out recently, and we brought this up on a podcast. I thought bears went to sleep for months at a time for hibernation.
They don't. They taught us in school, right?
They don't. It's a lie.
That's not hibernation.
So how long are they up?
They just eat a lot and their body just slows down.
They're just like us. You're just like us.
Yeah, they're just like us. Susie, why are you holding it like it's a fucking...
I feel like I'm staged.
She just got her hair done and she's acting up.
She feels good. And we're going to tell you why she feels so good.
All right, let's go.
Susie, we should just replace. Oh, by the way, Matt's not here again.
You don't say.
He's downstairs. He's down there underneath the coffee table. Right.
Hell.
He's better off there.
The dead rat.
We're fucking kicking the dead rat.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, let's talk about what we actually came to talk about. There's a lot of things to talk
about.
But
first, 3, 2, 1.
It's a coffee talk, baby!
Guys, by the way, if Susie's really fucking like if her mic is just up, we're sorry. We're sorry.
I'm sorry. And hopefully we get fixed that in editing. I'll whisper. You know, I feel like I don't know how to whisper.
I'll just whisper.
You don't say. Okay. Let me hear your ASMR. She just can't do it without laughing.
Do one of these. Did you know Dolly Parton? What's one of her instruments? Her nails?
Yeah.
Oh, crazy.
And it's listed on like the song or the album or whatever, like instruments, oh, right?
Oh, wow.
Nails. Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
That's interesting. We love a creative queen.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Go ahead, Zane, do it.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Susie got me nervous too. Like,
okay, you guys, I'm not the president of the United States. Okay, maybe, but
the only person that should be nervous is Matt because he might get replaced.
Yeah, this. With Susie.
Yeah,
watch your back, Matt.
There you go,
Matt the Rat.
Well, welcome back. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Susie.
I'm Mariah.
And today's guest is. This is Susie's first fucking podcast ever.
Susie Antonian.
You have your own podcast.
I do have my own
podcast.
Yeah,
where the hell did that come from? I just looked at it the other day.
Listen, the bitch loves to talk. So
I have things on the plate. I gotta do this. I gotta be there. I gotta be here.
I like talking, and then I was just like, dude, like, what? Who's better at talking than me? I talk to myself, so I'm like, might as well record it while I'm talking.
That's true.
So you know,
you talk to everybody.
I talk to everybody. I can talk to a rock.
Your mouth is your moneymaker, but
that would have been taken out.
No, girl, I don't have an OnlyFans.
Susie should make one.
Her pictures are just this.
It's just me trying different foods every day.
Jesus. Oh, man. All right. Well, we got some stories to share with the class.
Yeah, there's just too many.
There's too many a lot of stories.
Guys, if you thought Hawaii was crazy.
This Vegas trip was
hell.
Heaven and hell.
Yeah. No, it was amazing.
It was purgatory.
For you, Suze.
It was
my little runaround, Suze.
It was amazing. I had an amazing time.
It was a fucking movie.
Yeah, it was
a movie.
You know what? Okay, someone commented on my picture. They're like, why is everyone in the squad talking about a movie? Like, are they making a movie? I'm like,
I knew people would start questioning. Like,
yeah, huh.
Yeah, but it's like we're not making a movie.
It was just a joke on basically everybody. Like, ugh, this weekend was a movie. Like, everything's just a movie to people when they think they had a good
last
time.
Last night was a movie.
No, honey, it was a commercial.
There you go. It was a trailer, bitch.
We had an amazing time in Vegas. It was definitely a week to remember. I don't remember anything, but I do know it was a week to remember.
I was on Susie duty.
She's going through like pictures. She's like, wow, I had a good time.
I was on Susie duty the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So basically me and Zane, we left Wednesday. And
we all did. We all
left Wednesday.
Yeah, everyone, we were there too, Susie.
Okay, so we all left Wednesday. And the plane hadn't even taken off. The doors are not even closed, and me and Zane are already getting drunk.
Yeah, because we decided.
I don't know how you guys already got served drinks already.
Yeah, the minute Susie and I get on, I'm like, because Susie had another seat, and I was like, Susie, come right here. So she sits right next to me, and she looks at me, she's like, are we getting fucked up? I was like, I wasn't planning on it, but since you're here, I don't want to let you down. Let's round it up. We were the only ones on the flight that got drinks.
We were the only ones. And the woman, she was so sweet. What do you call the people that are like
flight attendants?
The flight attendant was so sweet. She's like, oh my God, honey, you drank it all. All right, guys. Like we drank everything.
The plane is completely silent. Yeah. Nobody's talking. And right in the seat behind us is Zane. And cheers, bitch.
Drinks were going on top of us. You know, it was amazing. It was amazing.
It was a movie.
Just say it, Susie. We know you want to say it.
Like it was great. I had a really good time.
Yeah,
stumbles off the airplane. It was a good start to a week.
It was. We were all really excited. Susie and I were already tipsy. We landed. She was holding my hand because I was scared on the flight again. And we get off. What do we do? I forgot the whole fucking
weekend. Party bus straight to the hotel. We actually got hooked up at Caesar's Palace.
Thank you, Caesar's.
Yeah.
We love you.
I really appreciate it. It was absolutely mind-blowing. So they gave us one of their suites. And it's not like a normal suite. This was like...
It was a house. It was a mansion.
It was... an 11,000 square foot hotel room.
How do you even get that up there?
That's what I thought.
I didn't even know they made something like that.
No. Like, I know there's like a penthouse, but it wasn't like that. It was. I felt like I was in a house. Like, the elevator, there were two elevators. Yeah. On either side that took you to the foyer.
Yeah, it like you had a private elevator that takes you up to your own like double door entrance, and it looks like what you would see going into like the main lobby of a hotel.
Yeah.
So we didn't know if it was our room or not. We walked in, we're like, this is really pretty getting into this. And then we walked through the door and realized that was the room.
The fucking whole
house. Yeah, it seemed like a lobby because there was a grand piano.
Oh, my God.
There was a pool table. There was a lounge.
What was there? Like four bedrooms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was two balconies.
It's fucking nuts.
On top of each other.
And their own private pool that we never saw.
Yeah.
Massage chair movie theater.
Yes, I forgot about that.
I was on the massage chair fucked up. I went into the jacuzzi fucked up. I was having a good time in my life.
She was playing piano fucked up.
We had no business being in there. Why? Like, no. Every time we go to Vegas, we're like, oh, wow, this is the biggest room they have in this hotel. And then the next time we go, we're like, David, how do you do it?
Yeah.
It's like this, it was just a fucking incredible.
We are out
incredible.
Of pocket.
Yeah.
That is insane.
It was like, a 15, 20K room a night?
That's how much it was?
I think so, yeah.
Probably more, he's right. I definitely think it was more.
And we thought we were staying the whole week, and we're like, oh, fuck yeah, baby. Yeah.
One night. That's all you get.
Yeah. We were told we were there for two nights. That's why we flew early just to stay in that room for two nights. Mm-hmm. And then we find out, oh, no, we're not
baby,
staying.
Baby, it's all right. Another night there, I don't know if we would have been okay.
Yeah, it was insane.
So we unloaded, got ready for the night. And, you know, you got to do... Vegas is about just buying time until you get to dinner.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing to do until dinner time, and then you just, like...
And we got there early, so we're like, okay, this is Wednesday night. It's not even Thursday. Let's just
settle in this day. Yeah. That was our settle-in day. Yes, relax. Go out and have dinner, relax. The next day, people were showing up, so we were like, let's save it for Thursday, Friday.
Right, exactly.
And then we'll go home Saturday morning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to be with our families. It's 4th of July.
We have to eat hot dogs,
burgers, family time at noon.
No.
Bitch.
No.
So,
Not this year.
We end up going to our nice casual dinner.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up going to Hell's Kitchen.
I thought it was heaven. What did you think? On a scale of hell to heaven, where do you...
I thought it was amazing.
I thought it was really good.
Here's the thing. Because it's Gordon Ramsay's restaurant, because he's such an asshole to, like, other people's... Like, you know, he comes in, he, like, talks shit about everybody else's food. You think, okay, this needs to be the best food I ever eat.
I agree. You're right.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
Any restaurant, I don't expect it to be good, whatever. If it's bad, whatever. But this one... Gordon, you got large shoes to fill. You know,
I agree.
And ooh, I don't know.
My chicken was a little salty. Gordon, what's up with that?
Cutthroat critics over
there
here.
There you go.
I'm telling you right now.
Gordon, you donut. Why was my chicken salty?
You donut.
I liked my food.
Dude, my beef Wellington was amazing.
The beef Wellington was good. And you know what? That's my fault because I got the wrong thing. I got like this short rib thing. I don't know.
I got the wrong thing too. Yeah. I wish I got the Wellington. Next time we go, let's get the Wellington.
That shit looked, I mean, it looked beautiful.
Yeah. The Caesar salad.
Caesar salad was amazing.
The mac and cheese.
The desserts.
Oh!
The pudding.
The pudding. Oh my God, Gordon. I take that back. I love you, boo. Oh my God. I love. Don't even talk about that.
What'd you order?
I got the pudding. It was.
She kept trying to order it, but she was calling it pudding. And the waiter was like, I want you to describe this to me. He was like, pudding. It's pudding.
Well, what is it? Pudding.
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 Like poo.
But you were literally saying like golf pudding.
Oh!
Over and over. And you were like, are you nuts? It's pudding.
He's like, yeah, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Tell me
what it is.
It was so good. Tell me, it's my favorite dessert I've ever had, hands down.
It was good.
So good.
Dessert was good.
I'm about to go to Vegas for that.
Oh my God.
So good. But yeah, and then let's go on. Let's move forward.
Okay, and then from there, we go straight, or we go back to the hotel room, we get dressed or get ready, whatever, and then we go to this club called Encore Club. We all get dressed up because we have no idea what this place was going to be. We wear like long pants. Mariah has her fuzzy coat. You know, we think we're going to this like...
Here's the thing with Vegas, all right? I forget every time what to pack. I didn't pack the right... right clothes at all because they said we're going to a club. So I put on my casino club wear. I have leather pants on. I have a fur coat. I look like a mob wife, and I was going to roll up with confidence. And we pull up, and it's a pool party.
At night, dude. I have never seen anything like that.
I've never seen that either.
It was a pool in the middle of a nightclub.
Party.
But you know what pisses me off is you would think, okay, Vegas, it's in the desert. Deserts are hot during the day and then freezing at night.
Exactly.
So you think you'd be okay.
You're right.
Dude. It was literally 1 o'clock in the morning and it was 115 degrees.
It was. And you're just like trying to find everybody. You don't even care whose water bottles. You just chug, 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 chug.
We looked stupid walking through that place. Everybody,
nobody was on the right page. Everybody was on a different chapter of the book. Everybody was dressed differently. There was people in bathing suits. There was people in leather. There was people in pajamas. Like,
oh my God,
nobody
the girl with
knew
the
what
pajamas
to wear.
In the front row.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, nobody knew what to wear. But that's what's funny about it. But this isn't the first time we've been here. Yeah. Like, we know the drill, but just when you think
of
Vegas
wait,
and
hold
club.
On. We've been to wait, Encore been to Club Encore before?
Yeah. Oh, I've been to Encore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd you forget?
Well, I don't know. Every place has five different things they offer, too. Like,
You're right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The most confusing thing. What is it? What's that one joke that people say we didn't get the instructions or they didn't get the thing?
We didn't get the assignment.
We didn't get the assignment.
Not at all.
Nobody got the assignment. We didn't even
not
get
one person.
Don't get us wrong though. We had a fucking blast.
Yeah, who cares
there.
About clothes?
Yeah.
We had a fucking blast there.
And then bottle service came. And it was on and popping.
And then the bottle service girl became my friend. Bottle.
So we're all like, we're sitting at the table. Like, we're like, okay. You know, we're dancing, having fun. And then we're drinking a little. And then all of a sudden, David, because, you know, David has his camera. He wants a vlog. He stays sober, whatever.
Actually, they didn't allow his camera in. And that's why he was drinking.
That's why I think he let loose.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't have his camera the whole night.
Right.
So I feel
they
like
took
just
his
like,
camera from him. He wasn't allowed to film in there. Right. So he didn't know what to do with his hands. So he just grabbed alcohol.
I need to hold on.
And
something.
He doesn't drink. The only time he drinks, he'll have a beer before bed to fall asleep. He doesn't get drunk. That's not his thing.
Like, just to put this into perspective, he gets like tipsy off of a half a Corona.
Half a beer. Yeah.
Half a Corona, and he's like, I'm done. And then he just won't touch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he'll fall asleep immediately. Like, it just.
I looked over and he was like, you want to take a shot? And I was like,
I don't think I've ever seen him
take
a shot.
Like a shot?
Yeah.
I was like,
camera
like a
shot?
Picture?
Yeah, I'll take one. He's like, no, let's do it together. And I was like, fuck. Okay. Oh, he's different.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. Do a shot. Took the shot, set it down. And then he looked at me. He's like, let's do another one. I was like,
Seconds later.
Yo, give me a second.
Seconds later. Yeah.
So he takes another shot. Then Natalie, let's do a shot. And I'm like, that's three in a row. And this was like, it wasn't like any time between. It was like back to back to back.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Another shot.
Everybody he was doing shots with. And then I'm looking. I'm like, okay, that's 10 right there. I've just seen.
And I didn't really see him drinking at all because I was like looking the other way. I was just talking to other people. But I noticed that he was like dancing a lot.
He was having so much fun.
He was taking me. He was grinding on me. And I turn around. I'm like, David? And he's like, what? I was like, are you drinking? I'm like, how you
it was
are
amazing.
How, he, like it's crazy how stiff he is when he's sober, and then like when he's drunk, the moves that he has, I couldn't believe it.
He's got
we went
some
into the crowd. He's got some moves.
I was getting fucked up. He's like, Susie, shot, just like me. I'm like, what? Don't mind if I do. You don't gotta ask me twice. And then we drank so much, and we went into the club. We went into the people.
Dude, that's what I knew because he was like up on the gate, and he was like, I was like, oh. What move we got?
No, I want to go in the pit.
And then he goes, yeah, let's go in the pit. And I'm like, do your thing. I was like, I'm all right.
We were behind the DJ, by the way.
Yeah.
And it was nice. It was air conditioned. Nobody was back there. We had our own little table. It was nice. Yeah. All right. And David wanted to be in the pit. So someone
went to the pit. And I remember at the time, he like took 10 shots and he comes back up. He's like, saying, you want to take a shot? And I looked at him. I was drinking a lot, too.
Right.
I looked at him, and I went, hey, David, I know you want to keep taking shots.
Let's slow down.
You don't know how this works, but alcohol likes to hit you all at once.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't care. I'm taking another shot. I'm like, be my guest. He takes six more shots right after I say
Insane.
That. Right after I say that, we go to the pit. We have a great time. It was so much fun.
So much fun. Oh
he
my God.
Is just lost and without that camera.
He goes off in the deep end. With it's. I think that's what holds him together. Is that fucking? Is that fucking?
It's
camera.
Like his baby, and when you don't have your baby, you get like a babysitter for the night.
Yeah.
You just get
exactly.
going.
Exactly. And I remember we're in the pit, and David just starts screaming like, "Play Dancing Queen, play Dancing Queen," and but they couldn't hear us. And then we started telling everybody around us, Dancing Queen.
Yeah.
And then the people started chanting it, and more and more and more. And it was a girl.
They were
duo.
Twin yeah. girl or yeah. sisters.
They were like Dex, D-E-U-S. Yeah.
I think they were twins because
I think they were twins too. Yeah. Like cool. It was cool. It was sisters, and then it was Lil Bow Wow on the mic.
Well, is it Bow Wow or Lil Bow Wow?
I guess it's Bow Wow now.
No, he used to be Lil. Now he's just Bow Wow.
Now he's just Wow. That dude's getting old.
Yeah.
Yo, basketball is my favorite sport. I like the way they dribble it up and down the court. All right.
So the twins, they hear that and they're just like, like that, and we're like, oh, come on.
But then David kept going, he kept writing it on his phone.
Yeah.
And then he would hold his phone up that has Dancing Queen literally in like Times New Roman, like tiny. And it was funny though.
And then we thought that they didn't know what Dancing Queen was. I'm like, Abba. Like, no one is like, no. We're like, what's going on?
And then we get a whole, and then we notice, well, I don't think we knew it was Bow Wow that moment. I think David goes up and then Bow Wow looks at him and he's just like, he goes up and he's like, tell them to play Dancing Queen. And Bow Wow is like, all right, 1 second. He goes back, talks to him, and he goes, no, they can't. We're like, why can't they?
It hit me that they have a set list.
It was pre-
so it, oh, it's pre-
so they, oh.
Okay. So what the whole show is just playing out. There is no like mixing a song into it. You know what I mean?
Also, they just hit play.
Yeah. And
let
just,
that bitch ride out.
If you were a good DJ, you'd be able to pause and play.
They're probably no, making
they
money though.
Some,
oh yeah.
They were hot. They were in bikini.
They had really good mixes.
No, don't get me wrong. Of course. I was just making a little joke.
Yeah.
They were great.
I would just unplug the aux real quick. Get it ready.
Yeah. Literally, that's what I thought. I'm like, okay, they probably like think about it like right on the spot, you know, but they don't impress
them. Yeah.
But that was a fun night. And then we ended up going back to the hotel room.
On the way to the hotel room, David's running through the casino. Why don't I drink every night?
Oh yeah. My God.
That's when I knew. I was like, he's not here. That's not him.
He comes up to me. He goes, yo, we should move here.
I'm like, no.
Crazy things.
I've been there.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
We were like 5 feet from the bathroom, and David's facing the bathroom, and he goes, Mariah, please just take me to the bathroom. I need to go to the bathroom. And I just like turned him like this, and he was like, you are so nice. Like, you're so nice. I was like, go to the bathroom, you weirdo.
Mariah in the background was like, I like when he's drunk.
He's so sweet.
So sweet.
He uses manners. He says thank you. Aww. Please and thank you.
He's on his P's and Q's.
That's funny as hell, dude.
He was really a sweet drunk.
But there was a switch where he just hit a wall, knocked out on Heath's leg.
Yeah.
And that was it. Oh, I have everything on video and pictures. Yeah. I have everything.
I'm over here like petting his head. I'm like,
everything's gonna be okay,
they're
Dave.
There.
And then that's as soon insane. As we pull up to the hotel, like he literally couldn't move. So Heath like carried him up to that huge room.
And he was still whispering in my ear sweet stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you, Heath. Thanks for getting me home safe.
For the first time.
I'm over here just, I got you, buddy.
I got you. Just burp it out.
For the first time, it wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
So we had to lay him down, give him some tummy time.
Yeah.
Gave him some tummy time.
And he just knocked out. As soon as he got to that bed,
he fell asleep.
Dead asleep.
And here where it gets fun.
How much time was that, Devin? 2 hours?
Someone hold my motherfucking
We're on bullet
shit.
Number one.
Yeah.
There is so much to
this. That's not even the good part.
Not even the good part.
Someone hold my Zane. Ring.
So,
yeah, hold my earring.
Hey. That's a threat.
No, it's not. I was just trying to see.
She's
if
like, no, it's a prom.
Yeah,
I'm just cracking my fingers, bro.
Okay. So I meet this girl like at the table next to us. She was really cool. Pretty girl. So she hits me up later, or I hit her up, I'm not sure. And I invite her up to our hotel room. Sweet girl. And She's on her way up, and I go grab her, and she's attached with like four other people.
Attached
with four other people.
Like, oh, they're all interlocking arms. We're here for the party.
Yeah. And I just felt bad because I just didn't want to bring, because it was like kind of like shutting down, kind of.
It was chill. Yeah. And we weren't having like an after party. Yeah. It was just like
and you know, these guys didn't really know all these people. So I was just like, oh, fuck, okay. I hope it's all good. I hope everything goes well. I think it will.
Yeah.
It's fine. And then the four other girls start, like, just like they're hanging around, you know, where me and Natalie are talking to a few of them. The other ones are doing whatever. I don't know. We're all just
and
hanging out.
On our side, so they're standing by the bar, and me and Heath have our arms crossed, and we're just like reading the room,
assessing the situation.
Yeah, something was off.
Because we stopped drinking. Like, that night, I only had three drinks at the club.
Yeah.
So, like, I was, like, good.
I didn't have one drink in Vegas.
I know, it's...
Hold on, wait, really?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Not a single...
Susie, every single night, she made it a ritual to come up to me. You're getting fucked up, too? I was like, hell yeah! I didn't have any... Nothing. Even water. I didn't drink anything.
And then every night, they're like, Susie, how the fuck are you alive?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know how you're surviving. All right, so, going back.
So, I mean... I think this is where you guys take over because, I mean, everything was pretty normal. We were playing pool. Everybody's having fun.
Mm-hmm. We were sitting there, like, in, like, the little, like, lounge area.
Yeah.
And we're watching you guys. Everybody's still drinking. There's, like, the bar next to the little, the pool table.
Oh, open bar.
And open they're bar. Just going shot after shot. And, like,
everybody
they're all gathered
was
around.
Natalie, Zane, Susie, and the girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
okay.
we had just ordered food. Like, the people... sleeping in the rooms and then they like overheard some stuff and one of the girls comes over and sits down. She's like, when's our chicken tenders getting here? I was like,
our chicken tenders.
My chicken tenders will be here in 15 minutes.
And then yours, I don't know where they're at, honey.
To clarify, the specific person we're talking about is not the one Zane was interested in. The one Zane was interested in, I felt bad because I really liked her.
I liked her.
She was sweet
girl.
And she was normal.
Really sweet girl.
This other girl.
The other girls listening to the podcast. Right?
No, the other girls were actually really sweet too.
Yeah.
It was
just one of them
that was like
a little
the
bananas.
Other one. Yeah. The other girls were very cool.
Yeah. So while me and Susie were practicing our somersaults by the pool table,
I want to be Mariah. I actually wanted to ask.
You were giving me a run for my money this weekend.
I
want to
be a gymnast.
Miss Acrobat.
So
2021.
Oh my God.
Team USA. Susie Antonian. Okay. So anyway. All right.
I'm like looking around the room, kind of just waiting for the food. And I noticed one of the girls was missing. So I'm like, that's weird.
And also throughout the night, we were all checking on David to make sure he was good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
So I went to go into David's room and the door was wide open. And I'm like, weird. And then I start walking the corner and then that kind of weird girl was walking out. And I'm like, what are you doing in here? She was like, oh, I was just looking around. I was like, no, not in here. Then we get back into the living room and the girl like just keeps talking about it. She's like, that was so weird. And I was like, what? She's like, that's just embarrassing. And I was like, what's embarrassing? She's like, just being like passed out like that. Like, that's just really embarrassing. Who was that? And I was like, it doesn't matter who it was.
Mind you, at the bar when we're all talking, she kept bringing up Jonas Kebabs. She kept bringing up
she was talking about hanging out with your mom.
I heard
her bring that up. And then she was bringing up how she was in love with me and Natalie. That was the first thing she said to me. She was like, you and Natalie. And I just looked at her.
I have a boyfriend, but.
And I was like, girly, what are you saying? And then they're like, let's go take shots. I'm like, something's weird with this girl. Something's off. So we find her in David's room. We said no. And she brings it up like 100 times.
She kept going like, that's so embarrassing. That's so embarrassing.
Who was that? Do you know who that was? And we were
like,
no,
I
don't.
And I was like, it doesn't matter. She's like, wow. I'm just like. Like, that's embarrassing. I was like, what's embarrassing is you going into other people's rooms that you're not supposed to go into.
The room, by the way, is like on the other side.
Yeah,
of
it's not near anything.
And it has two double French doors to get through. Like,
it's a room where it's like, it's closed off.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you can't see that room.
Right.
And she kept asking for the bathroom, and I kept showing her the bathroom, which was right next to the pool table.
Yeah.
But she just kept on walking there.
And then she kept, like, saying stuff, and I was just like.
Oh, and she goes. That's the last time I give myself a house tour.
And I was like, yeah, you should have never given yourself a house tour. You don't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't go to people's houses.
So I was like pissed from there on. Like, don't fucking do that. Yeah. Like, don't
so
be
Heath
a weirdo.
And I knew we're not going to sleep right now. That was the plan, to go to sleep, but we're like, we're gonna keep an eye on this girl.
Yeah.
So the night keeps going on.
I'm sitting here just sweating because it's all my fault.
No, I mean.
And then she's missing again. She ends up going into Todd and Natalie's room.
Huh. That's the first time I'm hearing about this.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
Todd was like ready, like getting ready for bed. And he's like,
that's weird. Okay. Oh, that's weird.
That's weird.
That's suspicious.
Maga, girl, you don't go into people's room if the doors are closed, honey. Knock.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So
oh.
Todd's like, what the fuck are you? Get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? I'm looking for the bathroom.
We told this girl the bathroom.
Idiots.
And nobody's in the bathroom. It's not like it was busy.
No one's in the bathroom.
Also, yes, this girl was drinking. Obviously, she was drinking. But you would if we weren't in Vegas, you would never know. She wasn't wobbling. She wasn't incoherent.
Completely
she was talk. I was having a normal conversation with her. She seemed coherent. She seemed very.
She knew what she was doing.
Right.
So then Todd started getting a weird vibe. And then I told him like what had happened previously, like about the going into the rooms before. And he's like, oh shit. So he's like, all right, I'm going to stay up now too.
Yeah.
Night keeps going on. And
our
then
chicken fingers come.
Huh?
Our chicken fingers come.
And we took that
Natalie
shit to
the
other
corner.
Side of the house.
Yeah, me, you, and Natalie went to the different side
and then
of the house.
I'm walking, and they're like, Susie, chicken fingers.
We're like, we're like, Susie, shh.
Because there wasn't a lot. There's like a few, there's probably like five fingers, and which have to be split between four people. Yeah. So nobody.
We cut it with a knife.
Nobody right. went, like, I got
two
it.
For you, two for you.
Oh, 1 second.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck. Oh. I really, there it is.
That one was fighting you.
Yeah, I just haven't had food all day.
Oh, he hungry.
I'm hungry.
Sorry about that.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's vitamin C whitening fluoride toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
So we eat real quick. And then we go back into the living room area, and Miss fucking Snoopy is gone again. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And I knew exactly where she would be. So I made a beeline for David's room, and the door was closed. And I'm like,
that's suspicious.
That's weird.
So we open it up, and me and Susie walk in, and this motherfucker is sitting on the bed next to David.
While
sitting
he's asleep.
There, hand on his back.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, what are you doing in here? She's like, You guys need to take care of him. I'm like, he's sleeping.
Yeah, he's literally asleep.
It's bedtime. He's
like,
asleep.
This is like, keep in mind, this
it's
is at like
4 in the morning.
4 in the morning.
Meanwhile, I'm just sitting there.
Zane's shooting his shot.
But we don't meet with the girl. We meet at the pool table.
So
Zane's playing pool. Susie's in the pool.
I'm like swimming laps, getting ready for the Olympics.
You're swimming off what you ate and drank that night.
Oh my God.
So then she comes out of the room, and that's when.
Well, we said, like I said to her, I was like, you need to get out of here. Like, not like you need, like, you need to go now. Like, get out of the house.
Todd and Natalie hear this happening and they literally corner her and they're telling her what she did wrong because she's trying to fight it. No, like, Natalie, woman to woman, like, you please take care of him. She's like, he's fine. You can't be doing this. And she started
getting asleep.
And she, this girl wasn't moving. She wasn't getting that we wanted her to leave. So then as she's walking out, we realize she walked out of that room with Susie's t-shirt on and
David's hat.
Baseball hat.
Yeah.
Wearing the fucking clothes. Like, what the
Wearing their clothes.
Living little souvenirs, huh?
I want my picture back. I want my picture back.
And Natalie didn't realize it was his hat until she left. So she walked out. She got made it to the elevator, turned around and gave Natalie a hat and said, take this away from me. And she looked at the hat and she was like, this is David's hat. Like, she took it off his head, put it on her head.
As he's asleep.
Susie's shirt is on her. Susie's pissed. She just lost her shirt.
And I'm angry. And I go turn off lights. It's already 4:30 a.m. at this point. I'm like, party's fucking over. Everyone get the fuck
and
out.
I'm about to shoot the ball.
And the lights turn off.
Yeah, the lights are shutting down. Like, it was angry. Like we were at a club. Or like a school dance when they turn the lights on and the party's over.
We both looked at each other. And I looked and I see the four of you. I see Natalie just like this. I was like, uh-oh. I look at her. I'm like, something's bad. Something's wrong right now. And we walk up and she's getting kicked out. And she looks at me. She's like, I am so sorry. I'm like, no, it's completely okay. It's okay. But you guys have to go right now. This is like, yeah, have to go.
It was weird, man.
It was.
Yeah, if somebody's
really
passed out on the bed, if they're asleep, guys, please, please, for the love of Jesus Christ, mind your business.
If the door is closed in a strange house.
And like Natalie kept saying it too. She's like, I understand. Like, he is my best friend in the world. Like, he's all of our best friends. We are taking care of him. We don't need you to take care of him.
Yeah.
Like, he is fine. We've all been checking on him. He's fine.
Yeah.
And then she kept changing her story and she was like, I was just looking for the bathroom.
Yeah,
again.
And then it was the bathroom.
You're right.
But you were sitting next to him on the
wearing his clothes.
I was like, so what you did was you went around the corner, opened these double doors, went
and
down
this
the hallway.
This is the bathroom. Bingo.
Yeah.
Found the bathroom.
And then the bitch had mirror selfies in his bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Well, they know that because she asked Todd to take a video to saying hi to her friend. So and Todd was taking a video and he saw
and he
in the little
he
to make sure there was no pictures of David. So he clicked the pictures because she gave him her phone and there was selfies and stuff.
Shame, shame.
Oh,
shame.
My God. Once those girls left, I was so sad that like everybody had to deal with it. I went to my room and I was sitting on the toilet for like 30 minutes, just like just rethinking about everything. And like, I was just like, I could just never meet somebody again. Like, I should just never meet anybody again.
Yeah,
I got,
is literally such a rare occasion. The one time Zane's interested in somebody and brings somebody back, like, that doesn't happen. This is why he doesn't do it.
This is why nobody can do it. Yeah. So that was the night. I could not believe it the next morning when you guys told me that. I was just like, and I didn't even know half the shit. I didn't know she had fucking pictures in the bathroom.
Yeah, it was scary.
Yeah, we were a great host. We were like, we were all like drinking, playing.
Asking them, they ate some of our chips. You know, we gave them, you know, like we gave them snacks.
We offered them the rest of the chicken tenders too.
Yeah,
once we were done.
Great host.
We were great hosts. We gave them our leftovers.
We gave them a koozie. You know,
man. But yeah, that was that first night. We all woke up the next morning and we were beat to the brim.
And this was supposed to be our casual night before the big night.
Yeah. Every single day we were like, let's save it for tomorrow night because tomorrow night's the night. No, we're going to save it for the next night because the next night's the night.
I remember David didn't like wake up for a long time in the morning and then we see him finally get up and he didn't even look like himself. It was a crazy scene. He was completely just like,
zombie. He was still drunk though.
And I look at him like, baby, how's it feel?
He did not like it.
Now you know my life.
Yeah, he did not like it.
He did not like it. He was hungover.
He probably respects you a lot more. His respect.
We got some kudos.
Respect what I do.
Not many people could do this.
Exactly. Yeah. He was hungover for like what, 40 hours? He was just hungover for the rest of the trip after that night. It was so fucking funny.
Especially if you don't drink it off the next day.
And Ilya never went out with us. He was like, "Oh, it's a chill night. I'm gonna go home."
He was so mad he didn't see it.
He's like, "What the fuck?"
Because that is never. So... That probably literally will never happen again.
Never.
Yeah.
Ever.
We left the room. We packed up. Left the room. Some of us went to the pool. Enjoyed the pool. The freezing fucking cold.
Some of
cold.
Us went shopping.
Some of you guys went
playing golf.
Oh, you played golf that next day.
That's right. At 8 a.m. Mm.
Yo, how did Todd even get up for that?
Todd didn't want to.
He's an animal.
He didn't want to.
He'll do it.
I literally like called him and I was like, "Yo, we got to go now." He was like, "Man, just tell him I can't make it." And I was like, "No, you're getting up because you're going to regret it." And he was like, "Oh, shit." I was like, "As soon as we get there, you're going to be pumped and super happy."
He was glad he went.
Dude, it was literally the most beautiful course I've ever played.
Well, there you go.
Wow. And he was like, "Yo, thank you for that." And it was a great time out there.
Awesome.
You had a good time shopping.
Yeah, Susie and I shopped because we didn't pack the right things. Oh, apparently, I forgot to bring for the pool party. Suit. Yeah, no bathing suits.
And
nothing.
Then we never ended up using it.
No.
Oh, you didn't? Really?
We didn't.
Damn.
It's literally packed in my suitcase.
Did you buy the striped one?
I did buy the striped one.
I like that one too.
I bought the striped one. I bought like a bunch of clothes. We went all out. We went shopping.
Susie, I got back from shopping and I went to Heath and I was like, I found my shopping buddy. Because yeah. I don't shop with Susie, I swear I don't shop with anybody because really? I am like the Tasmanian devil when I shop. I wish I could like recreate it.
You ever seen like when you hit like a good pinball shot and it gets caught like in a corner and it's like ding 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 ding. It's literally that across the store.
That was us at the store though.
Right.
We like ran around. Remember
when we were walking to the shopping center or whatever and I was like, "Oh, I'm so glad you walk fast because people complain how fast I walk."
Well, I had my good shoes on.
We were power walking, but like there like some fans would stop us, but one of us would keep going and they would stop somebody else and we would keep going. Like there was no waiting because I don't like waiting. I don't like waiting for people. Like, where do you want to go? I don't care. Where do you want to go? I'm going.
I'm a fast walker too. Yes. Yeah.
There's no questions asked. We got to the store we wanted to. I'll be over here. We met up with you. Cool. What'd you get? Cool. Let's go over. I'm going over here. I'm downstairs. I'll meet you.
We were like, we went back. It was three floors. Yeah. We went. How many times did we go up and down?
Like
that?
Six times.
We went to the third floor. This is what we did. She's like, let's go to the third floor.
This is important.
We went to the third floor. We went to the third floor. We didn't even see anything. We're like,
they just volume up.
They're listening to the podcast while shopping.
If you're shopping right now, pick it up, buy it. Just get it.
Get it. And if you don't want to get it, just get it.
I don't know anybody else who's like that.
Oh, I'm crazy when it comes to shopping. I'm
out of stores so fast. Like, I will do a lap, eyeball everything. If I don't see something right in my vision,
I'm
out.
I can't do it because I look so stupid because I'm just behind her.
And I tell him every time I go to the store, he's like, "Can I come?" I was like, "You don't want to come. You don't. Please don't come with me." And then he's like trying to... I'm bouncing around. I'm going to go to this store. I'm going to go back to the other one. Like, I'm the fastest shopper. Like,
you know, Mariah's driving out.
Like,
baby, you left me.
Yeah, literally.
You know
literally.
What's crazy, though?
I don't like shopping.
I've slow shopped before, and I don't have anything. And I fast shop, and I have, like, $300 worth of clothes.
You don't think twice.
Yeah, you don't think twice. You're like, okay, cool. This is going to go with this. This is going to go with this.
We were 30 minutes in and out.
Yeah.
I did that before the Hawaii trip. I went to Zara.
We had three bags.
Three.
Grab it.
I was in there in and out in 7 minutes and I grabbed like 30 shirts.
Yeah. Damn.
Swear to God.
And I also don't try anything.
Me either. Yeah, because
I'm like,
I'll
return it.
Because it's a waste of time. Because I could have been at three different stores in the amount of time I was sitting in that
trying on clothes. Why do I need to go into a place that is just secured by a goddamn thing?
a curtain thingy.
And take off my clothing and then have to try on a different clothing. And then have to, it's so
and
dumb.
And you're pulling the curtain so there's no gaps.
And
everything
sweat.
Fitting all right in there?
Yeah, and then you sweat. Yeah, everything, okay. And then you have to get a number at some store. It's like, no,
I don't gross.
Try on
it's
anything.
Gross.
But I have anxiety about returning. I don't think I've ever returned anything. I will make it fit. If it's too big, I will sew it.
That's what
if
she
it's
said.
Too small, I'll wear it as a hat. I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, my problem is I'll forget about it for like a month. And they're like,
oh, that's him.
Their thing is like, oh, 30 days.
Oh, yeah, to return.
I'm like, it's like the party first day. I'm like, oh, so what can I get for this?
Y'all do store credit.
And then when they're like, let me see your ID, I'm like, all right, okay, but why?
Oh, you don't trust me.
Yeah. She goes, oh, no, I'm over 21. No, that's not why we're, no.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you don't trust me. It's always, no, ma'am, we need it. Oh. All right, okay, fine. But yeah, we went to Sephora in 1 minute. Oh, I literally knew where I wanted to go.
On to the next topic.
Oh my God.
Okay, go on.
If we take the time, that was probably a minute because how fast they were talking. Yeah, they got through the whole story.
Yeah, we're fast talkers, fast shoppers.
Well, we know what they're excited to talk about.
Yeah, they couldn't shopping wait to get there.
Oh man. That's right. We ended up going to this place called Area 15.
Yes.
Which is so cool, guys, if you go to Vegas, definitely go check it out. It feels like you're in Pizza Planet.
Yeah.
Like in the future.
You're
everything
right.
is so like crazy sculptures and lights and
it's insane.
We've never seen anything like it. It looked like a crazy expensive Coachella after party. Like
yes.
you're looking there like, I feel like I need to take drugs at this place yeah. because this is fucking insane.
Everything was in there trippy. Was something you felt like you needed to take a picture of because you like kept looking. You're like, I want to see this again.
Jonah was flying through the city.
Yeah.
And like this virtual reality space suit thing.
There's virtual reality. There was like a zip line that went through the whole building. It was just like a insane. Square building.
Did you know there was like futuristic. A market in there too?
Yes.
Did you see that?
There was a market like with like old school sodas. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it what? Was. There was one restaurant
inside. I
couldn't
figure it out.
I don't even know what this place was.
Yeah. And then there was a Van Gogh virtual museum inside.
Yeah,
of
I
it.
Wish we did that actually.
I wish we did that too. That would be so cool.
But the food was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of the spot we ate at, but it was
unbelievable.
So the head chef, Todd English, actually like came over and was like with us the whole time while we were eating. And it was just like a really cool experience, like getting to like meet him. And the food was unreal. And it like matched with the environment there.
Yeah.
We had peanut butter and jelly chicken wings and they came on like sticks, like skewers, like floating on the top
like
of it.
Like planets.
With
like chicken planets.
With, like zucchini and with squash.
Yeah, like zucchini spaghetti
absurd.
Wrapped
crazy.
Around
what do you
it.
Think they were like trying to represent or trying to
you're
like.
You're right. Now I'm thinking about it.
UFOs.
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
The strings are.
The stars,
the
maybe?
Beams of
the
light.
Galaxy.
The galaxy.
But it was really cool. And the meat, oh my God.
You had a meat platter?
I got like a meat problem.
Yeah.
I like can't stop.
He
and
loves
I,
a good meat platter.
Oh my
meats
God.
Are good though.
Yeah.
We the had meat there
the
was so
the quality
good.
Was phenomenal. Definitely recommend going there to check
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, please go there when you go to Vegas. That was like the one place that like was
amazing.
Yeah, I think just incredible.
Oh man, I want that now.
I don't know if you guys left before us or not, but we were leaving and we like right before we were saying, all right, guys, we're gonna leave. And for some reason, Jonah goes straight to the ice cream shop.
Yeah.
Like he does, I don't know why he does this. He just waits till last fucking second to just do something else when we're about to leave.
Yeah.
So we're leaving. We leave, he goes to the ice cream shop and we get into the Uber. We're like, where's Jonah? And then like 5 minutes later, Jonah comes out with a
big
fucking bowl, big ass bowl of ice cream in a waffle bowl. And we're like, immediately, I'm like, Jonah, throw it out. Like, you're not going to get into this Uber and eat this fucking ice cream. You're going to spill it. We know you're going to spill it all over the place.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not fucking throwing it out. It's like, Jonah, we're going to leave you if you don't throw that fucking ice cream. And he sat there and thought about it. Like, he was like, oh, he was sitting there and we're like, oh, he's picking. This ice cream over his friend.
And the Uber driver literally said, fuck this, I'm leaving.
Because he was staying there and he was actually thinking about
I
it.
I couldn't
like
imagine contemplating that. Yeah. Like sitting there, you're just like.
And we start leaving. And soon we're all just like, he's gonna learn. Like we were gonna wait to get to the end and swing back around to teach him a lesson. And we're halfway through. Susie's like, no. Guys, we can't leave. Don't. We're like, we know Susie. We're just staring.
No, but we had to pay the Uber driver. Because Uber driver said, fuck this,
yeah.
I'm leaving.
David had to pay him $20 just to turn back around.
Yeah.
In the
what?
Parking lot. In the parking lot.
We were literally like maybe 400 feet away.
Yeah. So we had to give him the $20 and we couldn't believe. We're like, I can't believe he actually asked
and
for
he took
$20.
It. Damn.
And so we turned back around and then he still sat there and he was trying to find a garbage to throw the ice cream.
Oh my
and then
God.
This was like 30 seconds and the guy goes, I'm leaving. He turns back and starts leaving again. And Jonah's just like, fuck it. He puts it on this like, it was like this cement thing. Yeah. And then he just hops right in. We're like, oh my fucking
And he's
God.
Like, wow, what the fuck? I spent $11 on that ice cream.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
And they just spent $20 to do a YouTube for this shit.
You fuck. We couldn't believe it.
It was insane. I couldn't believe it.
That's crazy.
Like,
chose ice cream over his friends.
He's like, no, I wasn't his friend.
I probably could take the next Uber out of here.
I would have thought about it too.
He's like, how long is it going to take for me to eat this ice cream? -5.
Carry
Madonna.
The one.
We realized that night, we're not drinking the whole night. We're like, we are not doing this. This sober. Is going to be a sober night. No fucking way. So we leave and we go to this nightclub called IU. It was like their release night.
Is that
and
how you pronounce it? I was like, is it AYU? Is
that's
it what
I
is
A-Y-U.
It AU?
AU. AU over there. AU.
IU. Yeah, I think it's pronounced IU. IU.
Like Caillou.
Really? IU.
Oh my God,
yeah.
Caillou.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of when I heard the word. So
each day
we get
I
there,
drink some more.
Is that the Caillou song?
I'm Caillou.
Are you?
That's so, literally Zane's theme song. Each day I drink some more.
So this new hotel just opened up called the Resorts World. It was like partnered with like Hilton and all these other hotels.
It was a mall, by the way.
Oh,
it was a mall, I asked.
It looked like, yeah, it looked like
a
mall.
It's a huge mall.
Yeah.
At 1 a.m. We know where to go next time. It's 3 floors.
Oh, shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We would tackle that in like 45 minutes.
So we get to this nightclub, and it was actually really fucking nice. They had a whole DJ area.
It was gorgeous.
It
amazing.
Looked like you were
amazing.
In like the Bahamas. It was,
the
they
palm
did a
trees
good job.
Didn't have one flaw.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, they didn't look like this shit.
Like, you
That's
could tell,
sure.
like, the palm trees were imported, and they were like, $200,000
exactly.
each.
Oh, they weren't real?
No,
they were real. Imported.
They take care of them.
We get to the table and we're like, oh fuck. Like, this is, we're gonna be here for 4 more hours and we're gonna have to drink. It's like, oh no. So we're sitting there and it took like an hour for like the bottle to come. We're like, oh fuck. Heath was the first one out.
Keep in mind, this is another club that's a pool beach party.
Yeah.
Outside, and it's still 115 degrees.
You know how I knew it was outside?
Oh, yeah, tell them how you knew it was outside.
But you knew it was outside.
So we're all sitting at the table waiting for this bottle, and they finally come down.
You know,
down
like the girls that come around with like
the bottle girls.
And the sign.
So they had sparklers, and they had the bottle, and their bikinis, these hot girls, and they have a sign, and it just says, We outside.
We outside.
As we're fucking dying.
That's the fucking.
Everyone in our group, nobody was drinking, so we were all sitting down, and they came out dancing like this,
yeah,
and we are still as a board. And I'm like, look alive, people.
Look alive.
We're paying for this. Nope. And everyone's just like,
I heard Mariah say that, and all of a sudden I got up and just started cheering.
I felt bad because they were like, we outside.
The thing is, I think we would have been more excited, but we saw what they brought. We waited literally
a long time.
You're right, 1 hour.
And they brought out an ice chest
of water.
With Fiji water.
Yeah.
There was no bottle.
But it was like, it would have been fine if it wasn't 130 fucking degrees outside.
Yeah, it
like,
was it, really bad.
Because it, like, we will wait anywhere for an hour. Who cares? But like, it was just, we were fucking dying.
I was shoveling ice and putting it under my hat and closing it and just sitting with ice on top of my head because I could not cool down. No matter how many bottles of water, you just don't feel hydrated there.
You don't cool
there.
Down. It's like your throat. It's like not enough, you know?
But yeah, super fun nightclub. Definitely check it out. It's just really hot there.
It's not their fault. Vegas is a hot place.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's really hot. It's just really hot because it's outside. But it's fucking
let's
nice.
Let's keep the pool party indoors. Like, let's put a tent over it or
something. Yeah,
pump some AC in this.
Yeah.
Also, when we finally got to go to the pool during the day to, like, cool off, the pool was, like, 40 degrees. You couldn't even jump into it. So it's like
it was cold?
It was ice cold. Like, did you notice nobody was really swimming? There was, like, four men in it. Like, everybody was laying out because it was so cold.
Well, they make it really cold because it's so fucking
nice. Right,
but
they understand that's not going to work.
Because a lot of people go in it and then it's their body heat. You know
right,
what I mean?
But nobody was going in it because
it was cold. Yeah,
because
it was cold,
yeah.
Is that
really how it gets
mentality.
Hot?
You got to get everybody in there.
Mm-hmm. That's how it gets
I don't
hot?
Know, but the,
no,
the,
it's the piss.
But yeah, really so quiet. Heath and Mariah were the first ones out, and then we followed shortly after, and we're like, we got to go.
Yeah, we're like, we got to go. This is like, that was our one sober night, though. Was Friday night?
That was our one sober night. That was like our wholesome night.
That was supposed to be our crazy night, and that was a sober night.
Oh
Friday hit different.
Friday hit different.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
I don't remember the days.
Can't wait to talk about it. What should we talk about?
This is Susie's day.
Oh, this is Susie's big day.
Can we talk about this?
Of course we can.
Okay.
Of course we can.
You tell us. Can we talk about this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it.
Yay.
Friday comes around. We wake up. Everybody kind of does their own like little thing. There was like your little pool party activity thing you went to.
Yeah.
Mariah and I, that was the day we enjoyed shopping and lunch. And then we bought time until dinner came around. We had a nice little dinner.
Mm-hmm. And Beauty and Essex, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Beauty and
cool spot.
Great food. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it was
amazing.
Meat was
steak was amazing.
Wow.
Everything was phenomenal. Everything on the table was incredible.
And it's super sick because like from the front it looks like a pawn store like that sells guitars.
Yeah, I was so confused where I was.
And then you walk in and you're just kind of like sitting in this little room and then there's a side door like in the back
so
of it.
So cool.
Yeah.
The meatballs.
Oh.
It was chicken. It was chicken meatballs.
The white meatballs.
I think. Oh, yeah. Oh, but yeah, they have a location in LA too, I'm pretty sure. If you
definitely.
And in New York as well.
New definitely York check it out.
Yeah. Great place.
Amazing.
So we ate, and then after that, it was the Pauly D show night.
Mariah's favorite man. Well, it was, second favorite man.
It was really cool to see him in person. We
Pauly D was so fun.
Pauly D was really fun. You're right. Pauly D was a great DJ.
That was his birthday.
My favorite night.
So it was his birthday.
Wow, happy birthday to him.
Cool.
It's amazing.
That was so sick.
I remember me and Mariah were just fucking going
at it. I looked at me, Zane, and Todd because we are just like Jersey Shore fanatics, like constantly quoting it. And I was just like, I looked at the three of us fist pumping and everything was just in slow motion. I was like, this is the life. We're fist bumping with Pauly D.
Amazing.
We hate nightclubs for some reason at that moment.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't catch me dead in a nightclub, but if Pauly D's playing.
The night before, Mariah's sleeping on the couch in the club. This one, she was on top of the whole thing. Just sitting.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, girl.
I was like, Mariah didn't even have a sip of alcohol, nothing in her system, just
nothing.
Water.
How did I do it?
I don't know.
How did I do it? You're asking how she did it. How did I do
didn't
it?
Didn't stop.
Yeah.
What'd you grow balls all of a sudden?
I gotta sit up. For
so
this
here,
one.
Here we go. So everybody's
sit up straight.
Everybody's
back.
Drinking here, having a good time, drinking watching Pauly D. And then all of a sudden, I look over to my left where Susie was, and I turn, and she's making out with Jeff. I'm like Susie. And I'm like, yeah,
he was my hype man that night.
And I was standing on the table, so I saw it from above, and Heath was on the other side of like our booth, and he saw it too. So he looks at me and we start doing sign language to each other, and he spells out Jeff and Susie, and I said, I know.
Dude, and it wasn't just once. I looked back again and it was still like another time going.
Susie, you had your hand around his neck. I was like, no, they're really
the juicy stans are gonna come.
Yep.
The juicy.
I remember I looked at that, I was just like,
All right, Susie.
Just takes a sip of his.
Susie is over. Susie's over.
Susie.
Hold on, wait. Didn't you kiss David the first night?
No, we can't talk about that.
Why?
Well, no. We didn't kiss. It was just like, we did, but like, it was kind of more like.
Sarcastically.
No, it was like, oh my God, like, I love you so much. And Dave was like, I love you so much. And it was just like a cute peck. You know?
Okay. Whatever you say, baby.
It was a peck. That's it.
Baby, Susie was going around.
Hell, it wasn't anything big. It was like, it was just like one of those things, like when you like look at somebody and they're like, I love you. And like, I love you. And then like, I'm like falling in love with you. And then you just like text me.
I was like, Susie, two people in two nights. And she was like, I was like, what happens in Vegas, right? She was like, well, can we bring it back to LA?
I have to tell everybody I know.
No. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I'm on a podcast. What the fuck is
that? I don't kiss and tell. Tells millions. Millions, right?
No, but it was just like a quick peck because we were both messed up, you know?
It was funny.
It was so innocent.
Susie was feeling herself, though. Yeah. After all those kisses, look, she came back, got her hair did. Uh-huh.
I got my nails done. Shit.
Every time I turned around at Susie too, she was brushing on her eyelashes.
How did you guys feel whenever you saw that?
Like you asked me this 40,000 times. She goes, what do you think?
So that night, the next day, so what do you think about me and Jeff?
Did you see it?
You saw it, right?
I saw that.
What did everybody else think?
What did you and Heath tell each other like when you saw it?
Did you talk about it?
How long did you guys talk about it for? But yeah, that did happen.
She sits so next funny. To me on guard. She's like, pretty cool, right? I'm like, Susie, I'm fucking happy for you. You're in a movie right now.
Jeff, get in here.
It was your week. Like, yeah. It was my sure. week.
You were in a rom-com this past weekend.
I was literally in a rom-com.
Yeah, rom-com.
You were the main character. Uh-huh.
You were thriving. To all the boys we were happy kissed. For you.
You know, to all the boys I've loved, to all the boys I've kissed.
It was fun. Until,
but it didn't end so.
Until we left the club, and there was a bet that went down. Ilya and Joe wanted to put 30K down on Black for Roulette. And my dumbass, I was like, oh, I want in on this, baby. Big money. Yeah, here we go.
We all went in.
You know, we kind of had like a streak going. Every time David went and bet on roulette, we would win. So I'm like, it's a shoo-in. I got this. Printing money over here.
Yeah.
Because everybody always wins. Every time we put on a color.
It's a guarantee.
It's a guarantee. Yeah, for some reason.
Well.
And then before we do the bet, I don't know what I was thinking. Right before they did the bet, David goes, where's your money? And I look at my pocket, the cash is in my pocket, and I go, I spent it all already. Totally lied and backed out.
Natalie was like, how did you spend that money already? And he was like, I bought the bottles at the club. And she was like, what?
Oh, then you all was lying through my teeth.
So we go over to the table. And I felt good, but something felt a little bit off.
I felt guilty.
The energy wasn't there.
Yeah. It kind of felt forced.
Yes. We didn't read the room very well.
It ended up being a lot later than we thought too.
Yeah, we were tired.
We were excited when we first made the bet, and then it just got dragged on for so long. We ended up doing other things.
I remember feeling really down too, that before the bet, I was just I felt like I was upset for some reason.
Another thing that sucks is you have to then convert your cash into chips. And that process took 30 minutes because everybody had to get their cash counted. Yeah. And they do like their inspection. Then they're like, 1, 2, 3. Then they double count it.
Right.
Then
you can't just go to the ATM and like do your
just
thing.
Just put it down.
Like, it took, I feel, and it took long so time. Long too.
30 minutes that it's like.
Yeah. You kind of start losing it.
You get tired. Yeah. You're on a high and then it just drops.
While we were waiting for cash, we were watching this roulette table.
Oh, and yeah,
this was crazy. This roulette table, it was all reds, right?
It was all reds. 15 hits in a row red.
Yeah.
And we were sitting there, we're just like, we should just throw it on red.
We stood there and watched that table for like 10, 15 minutes. And we were just watching it red, red, red. And we're all just standing there.
And we couldn't believe there's no way it's going to hit red again. Red.
Red.
Yeah, red.
And it just kept
going. They kept bringing workers over. There was like four workers
security
by the table.
Security came because they were just like, this people is going to be a problem.
People were making big money because it was like a hot red streak. Every single bet was red and people were just stacking.
Thousands of dollars in red.
I saw a worker under the table. I was like, what is she like magnetizing? Like, what are you doing? People were like looking under the table. Like they were just like so confused.
That's hilarious.
I've never seen anything like that.
Casinos just getting scared that they're losing a little bit of fucking money.
The
billions you're raking in in one night. You're just scared that people are making a little bit more money than they could ever imagine.
Do you know the reason why? You know the second I got like stressed out?
No.
Is the second we went from like this beautiful, like amazing, you know, newly renovated casino and you look to your left and you just look like you're going into like the 1970s. And I look at Mariah, I'm like...
It was like retro.
Yeah,
the
I
one
look
that
at
we
Mariah, I'm
on.
Like, what is this?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the side, like, high roller.
It was a different... It was so, like, a different aesthetic.
It was insane.
Like, it was like a retro 60s, 70s, like...
Was it cool?
It was really cool, but the vibe that we like were making the bet was in like the classic casino, and then it was like empty, and it was just like
it's cold.
Yeah, it wasn't
cold. Everything the vibe.
And the bartender, she was like,
oh, she was weird.
Oh yeah, she was nasty.
She was really.
We weren't doing anything wrong. Everyone was pretty much sober, and she was just like rolling her eyes at us, and we were like.
Yeah, it was kind of.
And she asked for one drink, and she brought like a bunch, and we're like, we don't want it. She got pissed off because we didn't want it.
Did we say we lost? Does everyone know we lost?
Oh yeah,
we lost.
They rolled it, and then it hit red. We lost the money. We're all in disbelief. We kind of like our reactions were just like confused.
We were quiet. Yeah. It's crazy.
I thought it was like a test, really quick.
We're just big headed. We always win.
It's crazy seeing the dealers, like they.
Nothing.
They didn't phase. They just took the chips and they were like, okay. I was like, oh my God. Because like, they weren't like, oh shit. They see it all the time.
They probably, you know what? They probably can't. Like that. Like imagine like somebody that's just pissed and they see the dealer do that.
Showing fear.
Yeah. Just showing emotion. Like you could piss off the wrong person. That makes sense, right?
And there's cameras on every corner.
Yeah.
Every single where. It's like insane.
Because people have very quick fuses or short fuses.
They'll go piss off.
What about
we needed that little reality check.
Can't win them all.
Can't
win them all.
You know what's more annoying than that? Them stonks and meme coins.
You know, if you can find the joy in the small moment, life will always be that much more fun. That's what Hello's oral and personal care products are all about. They take the mundane of every day and inject it with some everyday yay. Take Hello's anti-plaque and whitening fluoride-free toothpaste, for instance. It will brighten your routine and delight your senses with a formula that's equal parts fresh, friendly, and has plaque-fighting power. Or see the difference that a whitening toothpaste powered by vitamin C can do for your smile with Hello's Vitamin C Whitening Fluoride Toothpaste. With thoughtful and fun products that can make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to happy, to making the most of every moment. Say hello to a vegan, cruelty-free, and never tested on animals toothpaste. And say so long to dyes, parabens, artificial sweeteners and flavors, and other things you can do without. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
I've literally only done it twice in my life, like do like a big bet on a color, and I've lost both. First one was 2K, lost.
When you think about a 50% chance, that's a big chance you're not going to win.
I agree.
We always look at half glass full, but
well,
you got to look at half glass
green, so it's actually less than 50%.
You know what's crazy? The night before, Jeff was asking me for numbers. He's like, hey, because we were all playing roulette together, or I think it was that same night.
Yeah.
I think it was that same night, actually. Maybe like 3 hours before that, Jeff's like, Suze, what number should I put? And I was like, Jeff, I'm like, put it on 8. I'm really feeling 8. And he literally, the second he put it on 8, it literally landed on 8.
Really?
And I looked at him, I'm like, I'm your good luck charm. Damn. He's like, fuck yeah. She's like,
come here.
Yeah,
come like, here, baby.
Come here.
It's like, you want some more of this?
How about 8 kisses?
Yeah.
I felt like so much energy just came out of me.
Yeah.
I'm like exhausted.
This is the last time I'm telling all these stories. I told my mom, my sister.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't tell my family about these
well,
type
I was sober
stories.
The whole time, so I was just like, it wasn't me, but my friends did this.
Every night my mom texts me, you're not betting any money, are you? You're not gambling your money away, right? I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah, you should have seen him talking to his mom the day we came back. He was just like, I bet. Just telling
she's
her how
like,
much he bet.
She's like, where's your watch? Where you didn't bet your cars, did you?
Your
like,
cars.
No.
Like, I might have put my pink slip on the roulette table. Might have done that.
Chapter 4, day.
what are we on?
Saturday?
Yeah. Saturday, I couldn't even tell you what was going on Saturday because I thought that day was Friday.
Because I
remember we all decided last night we were going to say Saturday. And on Saturday, I thought it was Friday, and I waited till like it got to like midnight, and I texted Zed because we were gonna see Zed set on Saturday.
Zed was amazing, by the way.
I texted Zed. I was like, "Yo, can't wait for your set tomorrow night. We're gonna get fucking crazy." And he texted me back,
"Who did?
Yo, you just missed my set. ..."
No.
And I'm like, "What do you mean? I look at the calendar. It's fucking Saturday. I missed the whole fucking day, like." I just didn't even know what fucking day it was.
Yeah, I agree. I don't even know what day it is right now.
What?
I still don't know what day it is.
Well, keep in mind, this entire trip was supposed to be get there Thursday, Friday, leave Saturday morning. We went Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and we just kept pushing it. We kept pushing it. And
we went through about 8 room keys each.
Yeah.
Because we had to keep renewing the room and then they have to reset the keys.
And every time we would have to go to change for like the new place that we were going to, all our keys were locked.
Yeah.
The keys didn't work. Yeah. So we had to go downstairs.
Every morning I'd get woken up by the concierge.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You have to check out. And we're like, no, we're staying here for a few more days. No, you got to check out. All right, what do we got to do? Well, you have to have David come downstairs. I'm like, I don't know where David is.
Yeah.
And then we call
our
Natalie
rooms were
and Natalie
nowhere near each other.
Yeah, and no service either.
Yeah. Oh, no service, no service. Wi-Fi.
And the walk to the concierge is a country mile.
Yeah, it is so far.
Because it's just such a big fucking hotel.
It was huge.
It's like Disney World in there. So much to do.
Saturday was my fun day. We it was me, Joe, Ilya, Jonah, and we were like shopping around, whatever. And then we were like, let's just go to the cigar bar and just kind of like hang out there. So like, okay, cool, let's do it. So we walk in and there's like the huge humidifier room and we're all like, know nothing about cigars. We're just like looking at them. We're like,
which one?
And the guy's like telling us which ones are good or whatever. And I picked up these little baby Tatianas. They're like this
busted
big.
Busted down, Tatiana.
This skinny. And they were like raspberry flavored or something. They were like sweet stuff.
Oh, that sounds kind of nice.
Yeah. And we got these things. We went inside. And we're all like, okay, cool. Like, this is like the manly bar. Sports are on. We're trying to like, trying to blend in. And we're smoking these tiny little... tiny little cigar.
What were the people like? Like, they were just men?
Yeah, it was like older gentlemen, like smoking, like, yeah, sipping on like fat scotch. And we're at the bar.
Fat cigars.
And
I just said fat, like describing the men, just
wait,
fat.
Describe these people. Fat.
I didn't finish fat cigars.
Cigars were thick. The audio people.
I realized what I just said. I was like,
that's funny.
Cigars. That's funny. Fat cigars.
The cigars were thick.
Yeah. So we're trying to like play it cool in there, ordering drinks. And then Ilya ordered a round of shots. And then Jonah was like, oh, I can't take this. I can't do this. And then he looks at the bartender and was like, do you have anything I could like drink afterwards? And they're like, yeah, what do you want? He's like, let me get a Coke. So he gets a Coke and then he barely takes a sip of it. He's like, I can't do this. I need something sweet. So he's
Coke isn't sweet.
Asking the bartender, he's like, what's the sweetest drink you could possibly
but
make?
It's funny to think that he was in a cigar lounge with all these men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably in a he's probably in a graphic tee, a tie-dye t-shirt.
Tie-dye.
Yeah.
Jonah.
And so he's like, what's the sweetest thing you could possibly make? And he's like, I forget what the name of this thing. It was like a Sex on the Beach type like mix something like that. It comes out. It is this fruity looking thing, like bright blue stuff hanging out of it,
like gummy worms.
And he's sitting there, and he's sitting here like sipping on it, and he's like, and I'm just like, everybody's looking at us. We do not fit in at all. And we were just trying to play it cool in there, and it just wasn't working.
That's so
but
funny.
It was fun. We kind of hung out there for a little while.
Yeah, meanwhile, me and Susie getting fucked up for the third day in a row.
Me and Zane getting literally messed up, hammered for fifth day in a row, fourth day in a row.
And Kaigo's set. I didn't even, you had to tell me where Kaigo's set. I didn't even
Kaigo
know where we were.
Kaigo, I love you.
Oh?
Kaigo was great.
Kaigo, if you're watching.
Yeah, Kaigo, if you're watching. Yeah, Kaigo's set was great.
Did you kiss him too?
No, man.
That was the daytime we're at Encore Club. And it looked right. It was a daytime. The
it
pool
makes sense.
Made sense.
Yeah.
Everybody was just going crazy. Jeff was going crazy. Todd was going crazy. Natalie was. Everybody was just I think David started. Was David drinking that day too or no?
No, he wasn't.
I always forget that Jeff doesn't drink.
Yeah.
When he's at a casino, it seems like he's drunk.
Yeah.
Because he just... he goes off by himself.
The energy.
He's playing blackjack by himself. Like, he is like, that is his element.
He's good at matching whoever's around's energy.
Yeah.
Like, if everybody's getting wild, he'll just get wild too.
He's like a social chameleon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could never do that. I could never do that.
He's a Sag, that's why.
Because he's a savage?
A Sagittarius.
So you're a perfect
match. Oh, yeah, you guys are.
He's a Sagittarius. I'm a Sagittarius too.
Oh.
I'm not quite sure what that means, but hell,
I don't know what that means either.
Something about the stars.
Y'all
should
have got married at the chapel.
Yeah, y'all are meant to be.
Damn. We'll make it happen next time.
Next time for sure.
Yeah,
I'll put in a good word.
All right, sounds good.
Was that the part in David's intro when you fell on the ground? Was that Saturday?
Yeah.
Jesus,
couldn't even tell you.
You didn't even know that it happened. Right?
I didn't even know I hit my head. I didn't even know until like I had to watch a clip again. I was like, oh my god,
why,
girl,
why'd
you
just
night.
Jump on me? You didn't even let me know. I was like sitting there like looking this way and you just
I didn't even realize that. Zane, you're asking the question. I was hammered. How am I supposed to know I was jumping? Maybe I thought I was a goddamn kangaroo. I don't know. I have no idea why I was jumping.
Fucking wild child. Movie girl.
Sunday comes.
Oh, this was the disaster day.
Oh, this was Sunday was a disaster.
The 4th of July.
We didn't even hit the holiday.
We were ready to go. And we're like, okay, cool. We're going to go home. We'll do the 4th in LA. So we're checking out flights and I'm looking. They're like booking quick.
Yeah.
So there was one available that we could have taken out at like 5 at night. And we're like, okay, let's do it.
We're looking at each other. We're like, we should go home.
Right. Me, Heath, and Zane were at breakfast. And we're looking at flights. We're ready to book.
Yeah.
Like, I've had enough. Like, you can only do Vegas for so long.
And we had to post a podcast. It's time to go home and get back to work.
The party ends today. The party ends
now.
So we're like, okay, cool. We'll let everybody know our plan. And they're like, no, we're staying. And we're like, what?
We're staying again.
And I'm like, oh, God.
Actually, the first thing we did was we looked at the next day's flights.
Oh, the next day.
Sold out.
Everyone's leaving that next day.
Everybody's leaving, yeah. Right.
So we're like, okay, we got to go home. So they wanted to party again all day, go to the clubs. I'm like getting nauseous thinking
about
it.
How are we going to do this again?
Club.
Another club.
I didn't even finish that freaking TikTok.
You didn't finish it?
I need no sleep. I need Todd and Jeff.
I guess we got to go back.
Get to work.
Okay. Yes, sir.
So we let them know and they're like, we want to stay. So like, okay, cool. Didn't do it. And then I had an idea. I was like, okay, we'll do some day stuff and then I'll book a rental car.
Yeah.
And then we could just drive home since at this point now the flights were taken.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, we're going to have to drive.
And everybody's down for it. Everybody said,
great idea. Let's get two cars. We'll pack them up and we'll drive.
Perfect.
Yep. Go to the rental car place.
Mm-hmm.
Get the cars. Zane and the other car, Natalie, Todd, take off because that some other DJ was playing that we had to just walk out with.
It was Zed. Zed was playing.
Oh, so yeah, they said, Heath, you got the cars, right?
So I'm stuck. I'm dealing with my car because shit. Whatever. I get my car. They're like, okay, cool. Come to Zed right now. I'm like, okay, great. Where do I meet you? They're like, oh, we all have to walk out together at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, like, it's 2:55.
I'm like, I can't make it there in 5 minutes. They're like, oh shit. Well, why don't you just meet us afterwards at the next spot? And I'm like, okay, cool. How long are you gonna be? And they're like, oh, we'll probably be like an hour, hour and a half. I'm like, well, maybe. All right, I'll go buy some time. So met up with Mariah. We went like to the strip thing, the shop again. We got a problem.
We didn't even buy anything.
I know.
Us shopping is window shopping. We didn't buy a damn thing.
It's walking around trying to find enough time to where we feel like it's okay to go to the food court.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you can't just go straight to the food court.
Or look for an AC.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
Yeah.
Because that's the highlight. So finally, Zed's thing was over. We all get ready to meet up. And we're going to just go home. We're all going to drive. Cool. Pack up the stuff. We're getting ready. They got their car loaded up. They're about to hit the road. We started loading up and
But the problem was that.
Oh, the keys got locked again.
The keys got locked again. Yeah. And it was taking such a long time for them to get these keys.
Right.
So it was
Susie's room didn't exist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're saying, ma'am, you've been vacant since the first. I'm like, no, I know for a fact I was up there. And then at one point she's like, no, it's been vacant since the first. And then
this woman is telling her your room doesn't exist since the 1st of July.
That's because she was out sleeping in everybody else's
room. Yeah.
Man, you haven't been there. I haven't been there, but I had the room.
So our keys aren't working to pack our stuff.
Yeah, and I started going crazy. I'm like, wait, was I there? Is that my room number?
I remember leaving my room with all my stuff, and then Susie was just getting her key, and we're like, oh, fuck. She still needs to pack up.
No, I didn't even get my key. They had to escort me upstairs.
Oh, yeah, they had to escort
me upstairs. Oh, we didn't even know everybody was packing, too. We got in our car, right? You guys took the other car to go to the club, and you told us, just meet us at the next club. And we're like, perfect. So we're ready to go. We're driving around. And then we get a call. We keep calling you guys. And we're like, okay, where should we go next? And you guys were like, we're at the hotel packing the car. And we were like, okay, I guess we're leaving now. That's fine. So we go to the hotel. Susie's having a hard time. The woman's telling her room doesn't exist. Whatever. She can't get her key. Everyone's trying to figure out the key situation. You guys get back in your car and you're like, we're ready to go.
We're ready to hit the road. We're going to drive back. I'm like, okay, cool. Pack up quick. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
And they made it seem like, in my defense, they made it seem like everybody else was in the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was ready to drive home too.
You were ready to, right.
Yeah.
Zane also was ready to drive home.
This was the plan.
I thought that everybody was in their car and Heath and I were left. Okay, I said, damn, we got the shit end of the stick. Let's figure this out. So we get in our car. Everybody is in that car, right? What happens next?
So I'm like, okay, cool. We're ready to hit the road. Where do you, like, you want to, like, follow each other here? Like, are we going to, like, you know, roll out together? And Zane's like,
ping it to me. Ping it to me.
I'm like, you know, Zane, all right, we're ready to go.
Heath, Todd and Allie just booked their flight home. They're leaving like in the next hour and a half.
You said, I guess we're going to the airport.
I guess.
Like, what do you mean? Everything was sold out.
And then I'm like, okay, well, what's the plan? And then you're like, well, we got to take David the Jet Suite X first. I'm like, David's flying home too?
So that's everybody in my car. That was three people in my car.
I'm going to sit up for this one.
Ready to go fly home. I'm like.
And you paid for a rental car. This happened in 5 minutes.
I was sitting there. I was just like, guys, when were we going to discuss this? And they're like, yeah, no, we just booked. I was like, well,
and
fuck.
They told us at breakfast, don't book. We're staying.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait.
And on top of it, me, Susie, and Heath get a text from David. This is the ziplining crew. You guys are going ziplining.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, hell yeah. One more activity. That never happened.
And then I'm packing. I'm like taking my sweet time. I'm packing. And then I go downstairs. I'm like, hey, guys, come on. I'm
not ready. No, not yet. Hold on.
This is happening.
The next thing we know, in the group chat, Zane sends a picture, a selfie of them on the flight. We're like,
David did. David did.
But you were on the plane.
You were in the picture.
No, you were in the picture.
I know that was pretty shitty that I didn't let you guys know I was on this plane. But I was so aggravated that people were just booking fucking flights. How do you think we felt? Yeah, I know. But I was like, there's no fucking way I'm driving this van home by myself for the next 4 hours. With how I felt like I was going to puke the whole time. I was like, there's no fucking way. I was so pissed. I was like, David... Fucked it. I'm going into Jet Suite X right now. I'm literally booking the next flight out. I didn't know if it was going to be 8, 9.
If they don't have a seat, I'll hold on to the wing.
Exactly. I don't care. So we walked into Jet Suite X. I go to the lady. I was like, do you have any seats left? Just please. Is there any seats left on this flight that's going out? And it was packed. It was 4th of July weekend. The girl goes, you're lucky. There's one seat left. And I didn't even put me on there. I'm like, Natalie Todd, send the rental car back. I'm fucking hopping and I'm going home. I'm like, there's no way I'm dealing with this shit right now.
So then Heath and I are in the other rental car.
Heath, you're not going to buy flights too? I'm like, no, I just bought this fucking car. I'm driving it back.
Heath goes, I just bought this car. I'm driving this car back to LA and I'll pay what I owe.
Yeah.
So we're in the rental car and Heath and I are like, screw them. Like, we're going to go to Top Golf. We're going to ride the roller coasters. We were going to have our own day.
They had every right to be frustrated. Right. It was just, there's no communication in our group.
Yeah, it's very go, and spontaneous. We're a little too spontaneous. So we get to Top Golf. By the way, this was our first time at Top Golf.
Really sick.
Amazing. It was great.
It's so cool.
Just like give a little taste of, I did not think it was like this.
Yeah. It's super cool. So
it's like being
decks.
At a club.
I told you, it's like
and
being
at a waitress that comes around, you order food, drinks,
amazing.
And
you can play
it's
different
really
games.
Cool.
It was great. I was so relaxed. So much fun. I check my phone. What text do we get?
Susie goes, hey guys, I'm all packed up. We ready to go?
Everybody loves Susie. We're on top of
they're in the sky. I said, they left Susie in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I could not believe it.
Susie was being taken care of the whole time till that fucking... So the end of the trip.
Wait, explain your situation. So you got left. So you panic and you're like, I need to find a flight.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, so I found that. I start freaking out. I'm like, I get that picture. I'm like, okay, everyone's going home. I don't even know that you guys didn't go home. So right. I'm like, okay, everyone's on the plane. I might as well get a plane. A plane back too.
Buys a plane.
You know, whatever. So I'm like, oh, fuck this shit. I'm going to get an Uber. I'm yelling at the Uber.
Susie was pissed.
I was angry.
She like, was like crying from being
I was like, yeah, I was, yeah. I when I get really, really angry, I start crying.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what else to do. So I start crying. There's people in line. They want to get their taxi. I'm like, I don't want to get a taxi. Where's my Uber? And I'm like, and I get an Uber. I'm like, sir.
On top of it, you have to pack Jonah's stuff.
Oh,
because he left the room a mess. That's
right. You're right. Yeah. So me and Jonah were sharing a room together. And
I love that she called him Jonah.
Yeah.
Like your entire life, it was Nick.
Yeah, and that was just Jonah. But whatever, you know, my brother. And his clothes are everywhere.
Sometimes you call him like Nubar, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because that's his legal name.
That's his legal name.
He has like 15 names, bro. Jesus Christ, I'm over it.
Okay.
And he, bro, like, clothes everywhere. I'm like, fuck this. Like, I'm packing everything. We got two luggages. I stuff everything in there, grab my shit.
Wait, so Jonah left? Without packing?
He bought a flight earlier on that morning and left on his own and didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, Jonah said, fuck you guys, I'm leaving on my own.
But left his stuff with Susie.
And left his stuff with me. He's like, you take care of it.
Oh my God.
So he's packing his stuff too.
So I'm packing his stuff. I'm packing my stuff. I'm literally out of my hotel room in 10 minutes. I'm like running around. So I text everyone. I'm like, hey, I'm downstairs. I see that text because I don't get it because there's no service. I go downstairs. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? I'm like, everyone's in it. So I get an Uber really quick. So the Uber comes, picks me up. I'm like, bro, drive as fast as you can. This man, it's like a 15-minute car ride. Homeboy got there in 8 minutes. I bought my ticket, $500, one-way ticket to L.A. I go.
A 30-minute flight was $500.
So I run. I'm like, I need to go. I'm like, I'm checking in my bag because I got two bags. So I can only have one carry-on, right? So the woman's like, let me see the debit card that you bought the ticket with. I said, huh? And she's like, let me see the debit card that you bought the plane ticket with if you want to check in your bag.
Oh, no.
And I'm like looking, I'm looking, I'm looking. I remember my fat ass brother, Jonah, got my debit card and he lost it. He lost my goddamn debit card. And I'm stuck in Las Vegas. No more Viva. Not Viva Las Vegas.
Wait, just I picture Las Vegas. Susie panicking and then like a camera cuts to me and Heath. And then you guys on the plane.
Imagine there was a camera on each group in that trip.
I was yelling. I was like, you can't get me on the plane. I'm like, I need to get on the plane. I'm like, I'm having a panic attack at the woman. I'm like, I need to get on that plane right now. And she's like, ma'am, we can't do anything. I'm like, can I pay with something else? I'm like, I'll pay with another debit card. I'm like, you need cash? Is that what you need? I'm like, you know, I'm like trying to bribe these women. And they're like, no, ma'am, we need the debit card. And I lost the debit card.
And I'm couldn't get on the plane.
And I start crying.
So you couldn't check the bag and you couldn't make the flight.
And I couldn't check the bag. Right. I couldn't make the flight. And I can't take two carry-ons.
You're a good sister. If he did that to me, I would have left those fucking bags and got around to the fucking flight.
Jonah was texting in the group chat.
And called me a liar.
And she was like, because your dumbass left your shit in the room. I had a pack and I missed my flight. He goes, throw it out. And I was like, Susie, throw that out. Shit.
And he called me a liar. And throw I fucking hate when people call me liars. I am not a liar. Mm.
So you know? Then.
And I got angry. And I'm like, I'm in the middle of the airport. It's empty. There's just this people walking, like two people walking by me. And I just start crying. I lose it. She's angry. I'm like pissed off. I'm angry.
Yeah. You're hungover.
I'm hungover. Crying, I'm like, this can't be fucking happening. And I get another Uber, and Mariah texts me actually.
Yeah, so Heath and I were like, obviously, we can't leave Susie.
Yeah.
Right?
Obviously,
yeah. We're not gonna leave this woman in Las Vegas. So we call her. I said, Uber to Topgolf. Let's hit some balls. Let's like get out.
Relieve
we need
our
to get
stress.
Out. Yeah. Yeah. So she comes to Topgolf. We get her food, whatever. She's hitting balls. And then we realized Joe is still at the hotel.
He's asleep.
Oh my God.
He said he was watching Harry Potter in the room. I was like, this whole time.
Nobody knows where anybody is.
Nobody knows.
Why can't we just all just hop on a fucking FaceTime call?
A little advice. Never do that big of a group on a trip ever. It does not work. You got 15 different people.
We're also built different. We don't talk.
Wanting to do different things. Oh my God. It's terrible to plan.
Most groups do actually. They figure out what everyone's doing.
They have
a set schedule.
They're all uptight.
If you got an itinerary, great.
Yeah.
If not fun.
Yeah, no.
But She met up with us, and then Joe ended up coming to Topgolf as well to meet us there so we could both drive because he had his Corvette.
Yeah.
He drove to Vegas.
He drove to Vegas with his Corvette.
So I said, perfect. Susie's going to go with him. I'm going to go with Heath.
Just so Joe is not alone and Heath and Mariah are together. I'm like, okay, we'll do a little road trip.
You think it ends there, guys?
Nope, it was so fun because we were just driving. And I'm driving for a little while, and then I started getting tired. So we pulled over. Mariah ended up switching seats with me. She took over, and then we see this sign for a gas station.
Those billboards, they get you. You're in the middle of the desert, and there's just billboards to look at. They sell you.
Yeah, oh, my God.
They really do.
I could have pulled over at every exit because they really sold you.
And they make it look fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because there's nothing around. So when you see it, you're like.
A trip from Vegas to LA or LA to Vegas has the most fun pit stops.
It really does.
There's like a beef jerky store that looks like a UFO.
Alien jerky.
Yeah, alien jerky. It's so
fun. Why didn't you guys invite me to that?
Oh, no.
You were supposed to be on the car ride. We saw one of the signs that said world's largest chevron.
Right? Or the United States or something like that.
We were like, yeah, I want to see that. So we pull off and we're pulling
a
into
gas
this,
station.
This gas station, and it is massive.
It's huge.
It is crazy. So we pull in and we look over, and they pulled in at the same gas station to do the same stop.
Yeah, and we were like, oh, that's funny. Like, and they were like, we saw the billboard too. Like, it was so funny.
So we walk in, we're like going around in this like Chevron, and it is so cool. There's like
amazing.
You have to play the video because there is like a race car inside of it. There's like an airplane. Like,
there's casinos.
Crazy. Yes,
huge. There's slot machines. It's so big.
We have a nice
little
detour.
They had a Red Bull lounge. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. I love that.
Good job, Vegas.
We're just hyping this up so you guys feel bad about taking the flight.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, I did not feel bad hopping on that fucking shit last minute.
Oh, and then we leave that place and we're like, okay,
we say our goodbyes.
We say our goodbyes and then we're driving and then there's this place called Eddie World that looks exactly like a Goofy Goober.
Yeah.
If you don't know what a Goofy Goober is, please insert that picture. Yeah. SpongeBob SquarePants.
So this next sign that caught Mariah and I's attention was...
It was a good like 45 extra minutes.
California's biggest...
Gas station.
Or candy state. I don't know.
So we're like, we gotta see what else,
too.
What else we got. So we had been separated for a while. Oh, they had like pulled off to like go try to get food and everything, and we like switched and we pull in, and sure enough, I look over and I see Joe's Corvette, and I'm like,
we
no
should have known.
Way.
We walk right through the doors. Susie has a shopping basket at a gas station.
A
she's loading
cart.
It.
And
we're getting candy.
So this place is sick too. So we like shop around there for a little while, and then we say like our final goodbyes again. Both hit the road, and I don't think we did any more pit stops on the way.
We didn't do any more pit stops. No, but this is where it gets.
But Mariah and I got home, and then we decided to check on you guys. Yeah. See how you guys were doing. Take it away.
Me and Joe, you know, we're just vibing out, listening to music, singing. We're
eating the snacks from the gas station.
You know, like, it's an amazing time. We're just rocking on, singing.
Yeah.
And I noticed from my right side, I'm like, okay, that looks like San Diego. And
you're
I'm like...
Where is leaving Bikini Bottom?
I'm like, and then I look at the map. I'm like, why is my blue guy going away from Los Angeles? And the little map thing. And then I'm like, oh, and then I turn it around. I'm like, no, something's wrong with this. I think it might be my phone. I exit out of the app, go back in. I'm like, Joe, I think we're going the wrong way. And then he's like, no, Susie. Yeah.
Didn't you say like, no, my dad goes fishing out here.
I've been here. We're like, we ended up like in Temecula, like near Lake Elsinore. You know where Lake Elsinore is. We ended up
an hour
Lake
and a half from LA.
Lake Elsinore. And I'm like, that's interesting. My dad goes fishing here all the time.
That's not on the way to Vegas.
Yeah, I'm like, that's not on the way. No, on the way to LA. And then I'm like, that's so weird. My dad comes here all the time and he always says like 2 hours away. And then I'm like, Joe, I think we're going the wrong way. And he's like, no, Susie, there's no way in hell. Oh my God, he did not have his maps open. And whenever we were about to switch the freeways, he went onto the wrong freeway and was driving away from LA.
How the hell did you guys not look at your maps that long?
We were driving for about 45 minutes to an hour.
It wasn't like 5-10 minutes.
Like an hour we were driving. So we had to drive all the way back, 2 hours. To get back to where we should have been. And it just, it, this Vegas trip was 7 hours. We got home at 4 a.m.
No.
Crazy. Heath and I had a nice 3.5 hour.
We drove for seven
Smooth
hours.
Sailing.
Oh, while you guys were doing that, me and David were watching the fireworks.
Yeah, you guys went to a party.
We were all low key watching each other's stories. Like screw them. What are they doing?
Yeah, and we were driving to the desert. I'm like, why doesn't nobody like light fireworks here?
Yeah, I thought that too. I thought we'd be on the road and see
beautiful,
more.
Yeah, you know,
we
like,
saw them all, like on the strip, like when we were driving. But as soon as we hit the desert, like I thought people would be in the middle of the desert, like shooting them off.
I agree. The drive from LA to Vegas, like the first 2 hours, is the most boring.
Boring. There's nothing.
So boring. There's nothing. You're in the middle of a desert. Like,
yeah.
If you get stuck in on because that's Route 66,
run out of gas.
Right?
Screwed.
If that's Route 66 or no?
Is it? I don't think so.
I don't know what it is. I think it might be. But if you get stuck on that road, you're fucked.
You're screwed.
You're screwed. There's no way. There's no gas stations for miles and miles and miles.
Except the world's largest.
Except the world's largest, and then you hit 200 of them all at once.
There was 98 pumps at that gas station.
It's insane.
Wow.
98 pumps.
That's insane.
Why didn't they do 100 is my
question. Oh my. You're right. Why couldn't they do it? Do you think that's illegal?
I don't know. Such a liability.
Imagine one of those pumps decide to catch on fire.
I've never seen that happen. The pump decides.
Fucking...
Why don't you let the pump decide
why don't you let the pump have a mind of its own, huh?
That'd just be one big fucking explosion. That'd be bad. That's all I'm gonna say.
That'll be insane.
Well, we all learned one thing from this trip was that every fucking man for himself. Whatever you want to do, just do it.
Don't worry about anybody else.
I agree, but I feel like the stress now I'm thinking about it, like it was funny.
Yeah, no, we definitely it's a good story.
Everything happens for a reason, you know? Yeah.
What was the reason?
I'm not sure. I'm still trying to figure that out.
It was like The Hangover. Like I felt like we were in that movie.
It was a hot mess.
It was fun though.
It was really fun.
It really.
Everything
was fun.
That went wrong, thank God it went wrong.
Susie made me scratch her back for 2 hours.
Oh yeah, I didn't even realize that. Was I snoring when I was asleep?
You were sleeping, and every time I stopped, you were like.
Mariah. It's like a dog. Yeah. Just kind of like getting the scratch.
There was gum in your hair. It was like a movie. I hate to say it was like a movie.
Gum in your hair.
I don't know. Oh, because I was chewing gum and then maybe whenever I slept, it came out of my mouth into my hair.
Why do you think she had to change her hairdo?
Yeah, why do you think I had to change my hair?
They had to chop off some of your hair?
No, man.
Oh.
No.
How do you get gum out of your hair?
Like peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
It's crazy because I thought everyone thought that it would be stuck to my hair, but it wasn't. I'm like, oh, this? They're like, oh.
Probably because you were chewing it while drinking and it was just drying out.
Exactly.
It just was like, it wasn't sticky anymore.
It wasn't sticky enough, exactly. Mm-hmm. But it was a good time. It was a good
time.
It
was. Yeah, I can't wait for the next one.
I know. I can't wait either.
I can wait.
I mean, I'll wait.
I just remember just looking at Susie and just seeing how fucked up we both were. We're like, damn, this is not gonna end well for either of us.
You guys have never seen me drunk, huh?
No.
I've never seen you drunk, but not, yeah, that was fucking nuts.
That was insane, but that was fun. That was fun, though.
But I saw it coming, though. As soon as we hopped on that flight and you looked at me and was like, we're getting fucked up, right? I was like, oh, this is gonna be Susie's trip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And it was.
Yeah.
Star of the show. Yeah, we gotta lay low a little bit next time.
Susie did, she did that thing in Vegas.
Yeah,
that thing was thanging.
And then Zane looked at me, he's like, I think I'm in love.
I think I'm in love. I was the third guy. I wanted to be the third guy.
She's been in front of you this whole time.
Yeah.
Your soulmate.
Yeah, he's like, how can I not see it? It's right in front of me.
It's right in front of me.
But what did you guys think about like when you saw like her kiss Jeff at the club? What did you guys think?
It was great. It was like
stop.
We all kiss each other all the time.
No, people were talking about it, right?
Yeah. Hey, you see that, right?
What did you think?
But what did you say? Like, exactly. Like, who told you
Like, I should text him, right? I'm like, you text Jeff every day.
Yeah, no, I see him, like, every single
you
day.
You see him every day.
I see him every single, like, not every day, but, like, we see each other really often.
Yeah, I saw Susie for the first time at the Jonas Kebab, and we looked at each other, and it was, like, it was almost like the walk of shame. It felt, like, you know that awkward moment after a while, somebody for the first time, it's just like,
yeah. Hey. I saw him yesterday, I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. Just that.
That's what I knew. Just the... Well, that's when you knew.
I did that to someone the other day, the smile, because we were the only two on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
And obviously you have to acknowledge each other. So I did the smile and then I stood there for a second. I turned around. I was like, that was Zac Efron.
You saw Zac Efron?
Yeah.
And you didn't think to tell anybody?
I did think about it, but I was frozen.
So what happened? Like, didn't talk at all?
That was, it didn't hit me till right after.
And that'd be so weird to like see him on the sidewalk. Yeah.
Oh, he did smile at
you. We were by ourselves and we were like far away, but it was one of those things. It's kind of like when a stranger's opening the door, you acknowledge them, whatever. It's a weird distance. So I was like thinking, my anxiety, I was like, I have to acknowledge this person. I just smile. It's fine. So I was focusing on just smiling at the stranger and I smiled and he smiled back, but he looked at me like I was going to say something to him. And I like kind of like panicked and just walked past. And I was like, oh shit, that was Zac Efron.
Wow.
I think he thought I was gonna stop him to actually say something, and I was like, that.
Where
that
were
was
you guys?
On Melrose in Hollywood.
Oh.
I was early to class, so I was walking down Melrose, and he was just by himself, and I was like,
could you see the plastic?
Yeah, how did his
face look? He looked normal. Really? I mean, once again, like I was looking at him, but I really wasn't seeing. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then I really, when he smiled back at me and he thought I was going to say something, I kind of like really looked at him and then walked away and then it hit me.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
I'd been like, what time is it? Summertime. Time.
Why am I feeling, wait, what was that? Why am I feeling so, my head's in the game, but my heart's in the song.
My head's in the game, but my heart's in the song.
Why does it feel so right? Should I go for it?
Still never seen the movie.
Should I go for it?
Oh no, I haven't either.
You've never
I
seen High School Musical? Get your head in the game. Get your head in the game.
All right. Well, that's it for today's episode.
That is not making me want it. You haven't seen it? Well, you gotta get your head in the game. All right, yeah, let's close this out.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching.
What was that? 4 hours?
That was great.
Yeah. My mouth is dry.
Thank you so much, Susie, for joining us today. Me. We thought, what perfect guest to have after a fucking weekend
thumbs
like that.
Thumbs up if you want Susie over Matt.
Yeah, thumbs this up if you want Matt the Rat out and you want Susie.
Exactly.
In.
There you go.
Susie the Boozy.
Yeah, literally.
Ooh,
Boozy Susie.
Boozy Susie.
If you guys didn't know, Susie does have a podcast.
I do have a podcast where I talk for 1 hour straight.
Yeah. And tell them what it is. Yeah, tell them what it is.
And so it's called Hanging Out with Susie and Narva. You literally just hang out with us, talk with us, and it's like, it's a great time. I actually had a really good, my podcast is coming out tomorrow. It's like an insane guest. You guys would love, it's crazy. I know you guys would love
it. Can
you
tell us? Because it'll be out for a while.
Yeah, she posted it.
Yeah, you guys know Cheese Daily. Like, oh my God, I had my husband. Oh, no. Like
she's Daily.
Oh, Zoe, I was
thinking of Zoe.
Zoe is gonna be next posted. Week.
Damn, look at Zoe you. Fish. Look at you booking.
Yeah.
Booking.
Nice.
Hey! They want a piece of it. They want to hang out with Susie and Narva.
There you go. So if you guys like Susie, make sure to check out her podcast. She posts every
Thursday.
What?
Thursday.
Nice.
Thursday's the fourth day of the week. Out. Or
we'll,
fifth.
We'll link her shit in the description.
All right, thank you so much.
Of course.
Does the week start from Sunday or Monday? Monday, right?
Sunday.
It's Sunday, technically.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Should be Monday.
It's the fifth day.
That Vegas trip really fucked with their brain cells.
Yeah, we're fried.
It's me hitting my head
what
on the
little
wall.
Cells we have left.
I'm like, wait. Well, you guys, we need to start the podcast soon.
So stupid. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and thank you for listening. Audio comes out every single Monday, Spotify, and then you can also watch the video every single Tuesday, youtube.com/ZaneNG.
Thank you.
I'm gonna fist pump till my fucking arm falls off.
Kanzu!
T-shirt time.
Gym, tan,
laundry.
Oh yeah.
Unfiltered. Yeah. All right.
Bye. Bye.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first.